Welcome to Ecclesia Principles, a biblical strategy for restoring America, with your host, Ray Eppert.
Hello, glad you could join us. And this is Ecclesia Principles, and we're looking at, if you would, God's rules for government. The Ecclesia is, Jesus said, on this rock, I will build my church, my Ecclesia. That word Ecclesia comes from the name of the legislative body for the Greek city-states. And so if you would, what we're talking about with Ecclesia Principles are God's rules for government, or how cultures should be built according to God. Now, with this, today we're going to be looking at Ecclesia Principle number 6. Now, with this, this one is protect the family. The family is the most basic building block of a society. If a society is going to be healthy, if a nation is going to be healthy, it will be determined by the quality of the families. Therefore, the families, and particularly, not exclusively, but particularly the nuclear family, the biological father, mother, children, that has to be protected. Now, when it's not protected, or there are things that happen, it creates other situations, and we understand that. But what we want to do is do everything we can to keep intact and have in good condition the nuclear family. It's best for the children, it's best for society, it's best for the nation. Now, with this, the family was God's first organization. God created the home. He created a home for Adam. Now, first, Adam was given a job. Then he was given a family. And at that point, that is a good process to look at. The family was created before the church. It was created before civil government. Family was the first intangible thing that God created on earth. The first intangible, the first relational, the first organizational thing that he created was the family. Now, with this, when God made Adam, and then it was just Adam, but he said it was not good for man to be alone. So he made Eve. And in Genesis 2, 22 and 23, it says, and Adam said, this is after God brought Eve to him, this is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh, she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Again, the family is the foundation of all societies. Now, with this, Adam said, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, establishing a new jurisdiction. With that, he's establishing a new home, a new family. Now, that family has to be protected. Families have to be protected. If you would, see, a lot of times we complain about government, and understandably so. We complain about politicians, and understandably so. But often we forget that government and those who run the government are actually downstream of the culture. The condition of the family determines the condition of self-government. Let me say that again. The condition of the family determines the condition of self-government. And as a result of that, it even impacts the effectiveness or ineffectiveness of the church. Because the church is made up of these individuals and these families. So if the family structure is not good, and the individual structure is not good, then it's going to create difficulties and problems within the church structure, within the body of Christ as a whole. It will create problems there. And then out of all of that, you have government that is downstream from all of them. And the problems in families, in individuals, and even in church will flow into the government. And it will dictate those people who are elected. So really, if we want to fix government and we want to change what we deal with regarding politicians, we have to go back up and protect family. And the reason I put family first, even though God made self-government first, and self-government is the basis of any good government, children learn self-government within the home.
We'll be right back after this break.
Jesus said, I will build my church, or ecclesia. Ecclesia identified those who were called out to vote on issues that determine their culture. Jesus expects us to positively influence our culture with equality, liberty, and justice for all.
They learn self-government within family government. And if family government, if the family, the mother and the father, are not instructing their children in self-government, in how to conduct themselves, how to handle themselves, how to manage and even control themselves, then at that point, it's just going to facilitate problems on downstream, if you would. Now, with this, multiple studies, and this is why I want to talk about particularly nuclear families, multiple studies have shown that socialization skills are the most effective when done through the nuclear family. Thank God for people who step up and help fill the gap when there are issues in the nuclear family. Thank God for those folks. We're not seeing anything negative there. But at that point, it's a difficulty. You know, thank God for single women and single men who are trying to parent their children and doing the best they can, trying to fulfill both roles. Thank God for the efforts of those people. But it is an uphill struggle because it wasn't designed to be done alone. It's just almost impossible to cover that. And many of them are doing extremely admirable jobs. But it's best when both mother and father are in place and functioning properly. By that, I don't mean just that the mother and the father are there and the kids are there, because those things can be detrimental as well if the family structure is not functioning properly. This is why we have to protect the family. See, God has given parents the primary responsibility for educating and training their children. Now, we see this in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. You see, at this point, he didn't say, well, you know, it's the educational system's responsibility to do this. No, it's the parents' responsibility. Now, the educational system can be used as an assist and as an aid. There's nothing wrong with that. But the primary responsibility has to fall on the parents. Now, with this is something our founders understood. And I'm not familiar with every state, but in the state of Virginia, and I also believe the majority of states, the power of the educational system is within the school board, which is elected by the parents, by the community. And again, that is done to empower the parents to have influence. You know, in our own state, a while back in the 2021 election, one of the candidates said, we don't want parents having say in education. Well, that caused an uproar across the nation, because it was basically telling people that the children are really not yours, they belong to the government. And we are in charge, and you just deal with what we tell you. You just do what we tell you to do with them, and everything will be all right. Well, number one, that statement is contrary to the Virginia Constitution by itself. But we have so many people in our country today that they are trying to rewrite how we live life in America today. They're trying to rewrite how things function. And they're trying to remove the family government, and they're trying to even remove individual self-government and put it all subordinate to civil government. Even church government has to be subordinate to civil government in their views and in their eyes. Where our founding fathers separated all those things out, basically in the Bill of Rights, saying that civil government cannot dictate these things regarding religion, no establishing, and no prohibiting. Neither one. Stay out of it. Then also freedom of speech, self-government, freedom of assembly, self-government, and no improper search and seizure. That's the protecting of the home. The family government has jurisdiction there. Civil government can only step in if there's a perceived violation, that there's something wrong. And so with that, we have to understand that it is the parents' responsibilities. You can get somebody else to teach your children. You can put them in the educational system. But ultimately, the responsibility falls on the parents.
We'll be right back after this break.
Augusta Seed, your local Augusta County seed corn distributor since 1977. Producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed, buy local. Find them on the web at AugustaSeed.com.
You're listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppert, where we believe that all people are created equal and that liberty and justice is for all.
Parents have to be engaged. Now, unfortunately, one of the tools that's being used in our society today to remove that responsibility from parents to civil government is the idea of talking about those who don't do it right. Now, here's the thing, and here's the reason they use that. Because someone might not do it right, we have to remove that responsibility from everyone and make it the responsibility of government. Wrong. No. Keep the responsibility over here, but assist in training. Assist in training. See, I've made this statement before, but so many people, well, you can't teach values in the educational system. Well, if you think that values cannot be communicated in the educational system, then you will have an educational system that has no morals. And that's what we're seeing today, an educational system that has no morals. Morals and values have to be taught within the educational system. That is a part of the purpose of education, is to teach people how to function in our society. And because we have stopped teaching people how to function in our society, we've got a whole lot of people out there that don't know how to function in society. And now there's all kinds of, well, we need to do this, we need to do that. No, we just need to go back and start teaching values. We need to go back and do that. And at that point, that's something that, again, parents should have influence over that. And that's why in Virginia, educational decisions are primarily authorized through the local school board, not Richmond. There's a Department of Education. But in reality, the power of the Constitution still is within the local locality, which was designed to make it within the family. You see, the purpose, and we've got to understand this, the purpose of education, God told them, he said, teach these diligently. Teach them diligently to your children. Talk with them. When you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you get up. You see, the whole purpose of education is the internalization of principles. The whole purpose of education is the internalization of principles. Now, reading, writing, and arithmetic are a part of that. That helps them function in society. But reading, writing, and arithmetic are not all that is necessary to function within a society. It takes more than that. And because we have been excluding these other things, that's why we're having problems. This is not rocket science that we're dealing with here. The bottom line is, if you don't teach within your education, now people say, well, that's for the parents to do. Well, if the education is being done 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday, in a particular location, then it is the responsibility of the parents to determine the values that are taught in that location. And to say anything otherwise is actually to usurp the authority of the parents. It is to override their jurisdiction regarding their children. Because at that point, if there isn't something with values there, then you're saying, we don't have these values. Now, your mom and daddy might, but we don't have these values. And at that point, you have a collective that is really aligned against the home. It's aligned against those parents, which causes the kid to think, this group is right. This group that has been empowered is right. Mom and dad are just, you know, they're old fogies. They got issues. They got problems. And you see, with that, it creates all kinds of problems. See, the way you solve something that is complicated is with simplicity.
We'll be right back after this break.
Want to make a difference in your community? Check out cityelders.com or search City Elders Augusta County, Virginia. City Elders exist to influence government spiritually, politically, and economically so that life is protected, liberty is defended, Christ is exalted, and families can flourish. See about helping start a group in your area. You're listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppert, where we believe that all people are created equal and that liberty and justice is for all.
You see, our problems really go back to the fact that we have removed God and values from education. And a lot of people, our problem is a whole lot more complicated. No, it's not. No. You put values back in there. You put God back in there. And I'm not saying that everybody has to be a Christian. You know, I'm for, you know, whatever faith they're of, let them pray. They have a right to exercise that, a constitutional right. Congress shall not prohibit the free exercise thereof. But you see, religious values, faith values, are the only thing that can really hold a society together that is built on self-government. Because if there is not an internalization of values and you have self-government, what you will increasingly have is more and more chaos. You will have an increase of more and more selfishness. You will have an increase of more and more hatred, bitterness, strife, division. You will have an increase in all of that because there's nothing within the educational system to pull it together. There's nothing in there. And see, rather than teaching, we were not going to do this, we need to teach what our Constitution says. Everyone has the freedom of conscience, the freedom of religion, and go from there and allow them to exercise it. It's not, again, it is not rocket science. We have to put values in the system. And it's really up to parents to push that issue because the authority has been given by God to the parents, And in the majority of our nation, the laws still support the parents. The laws still support the family. The bottom line is that has been being pushed against, and we've been backing up and letting them continue to move that away from us until the point will come. There will be a law that will eventually be proposed to remove that authority from parents and give it to the civil government. That is, if you look at the trend, that's down the road. And if we don't push back on that now, if we do not engage and begin to use the principles that have been built into our government that are biblically based, then that can end up being removed. That's a part of why we're doing what we're doing here. You need to be engaged. And the bottom line is, we need to understand what God wants within government. At that point, it's on the responsibility. The responsibility is on the parents. And we'll all stand before God for what we do, good or bad. But it still is the right and responsibility of parents to bring up their children. And God wants them brought up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. But each family has to make that choice of how and what. But the family has to be protected. God bless you. See you next time.
You've been listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppard. Follow us on podbean.com. Also available on Facebook at Liberty Justice HQ and online at libertyjusticehq.com.